Police in three western Massachusetts cities have seized thousands of bags of heroin and arrested more than a dozen people for heroin trafficking and distribution as they investigate recent overdose deaths. Police believe an exceptionally pure batch of heroin has caused the deaths of at least 8 people in western Massachusetts in the last week. In Chicopee, 4 fatal overdoses have occurred in a span of just 5 days, a drug-related death rate the city of 56,000 people has not seen before, according to Chicopee Police Department Public Information Officer Michael Wilk.
Our narcotics officers have been on top of this. They've been speaking to their contacts, their informants. We've been taking tips in via our Facebook and text-a-tip, and our guys are on this, working it, trying to get this stuff off the streets.
Chicopee Police, along with officers from the Hampden County Drug Task Force and the DEA, raided an apartment Thursday and seized 300 bags of heroin and cocaine and arrested 2 men who were charged with narcotics possession with intent to distribute. In Holyoke, where 3 of the overdose deaths occurred, a drug raid by local, state, and federal law enforcement agencies this week resulted in the seizure of 1,800 bags of heroin and the arrests of 8 people. Police in Springfield, where 1 of the overdose deaths was reported, discovered 9,000 bags of heroin stashed inside a fake automobile bumper. 4 people were arrested. That heroin, which police said was stamped with the name Hollywood as a marketing tool, was on the packaging of the heroin linked to some of the recent fatalities. Wilk said police tried to spread the word through social media about the lethal potency of this batch of heroin.
They'll use a bag of heroin, what they're used to, but it's much more potent, so they're getting much more heroin, which in turn is stopping their heart and stopping their breathing.
The arrests in the 3 cities may temporarily slow the retail heroin trade, but won't eliminate it, according to police. Wilk said the region needs more treatment beds for people struggling with opioid addictions.
The addiction is extremely strong, it's powerful, and it then turns into, it's not a problem for the addicted party, it turns into a community problem. And as a community, everybody has to come together, and we need to find a way to get people the rehab that they need to get off this drug, because then you'll see crime go down.
Although the recent deaths occurred in the 3 cities in Hampden County, Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno said the opioid crisis is not isolated to urban areas of the state.
You know, I really have to commend also Governor Baker. I think trying to hit this on the front end prescription drugs, where some people at times prescriptions are put out there, sometimes not by all doctors, but in a most accessible way, and then these individuals get hooked on it.
Governor Charlie Baker filed a bill to address the opioid addiction crisis last October and has appealed for the legislature to act quickly now that the winter recess has ended on Beacon Hill. Legislators are expected to water down some of Baker's bill, including a provision that would limit doctors to prescribing no more than a 72-hour supply of opioid pills in an initial prescription. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.